Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. And this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today our readers are The 12 Steps, Laura R., The 12 Traditions, Karen W., reading the text today will be Janice P.M., Kara L., and Deborah S., and then the rest of the support today, which wraps up this meeting, would be Roz G., who's going to greet newcomers and get sponsor contact information. You want to have pen and paper for that. And Leslie M. for announcements so that you know what's going on here at A Vision for You. The share ID numbers. Oh, let me tell you the page. Let me back up a little bit. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter A Vision for You. We're on page 162 at the very bottom, the last line. For that three-line paragraph, and it starts with "Thus we grow," and then to the top of page 163 with "All you will need to begin." Share ID numbers for this meeting for yesterday, Monday, June 15th, 2020, is 14810, 14,810, and that would be the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting yesterday. And for this morning's meeting that happened just an hour or so ago, that share ID number is 14816, 14816, and that would be for Tuesday, the 16th of June. Our OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you, Melanie. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and these are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, Melanie, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Laura R. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service. Have a great meeting, everybody.
Thank you, Karen W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And as indicated, we ask that it be the star 1 key function only that you use for muting purposes. Even if you are in queue, please be in star 1 mode. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 162 in the chapter Vision for You. It's the very last line on that page, last paragraph. It starts with, thus we grow, and ends at the top of 163 with all you will need to begin. And I'll ask Janice P.M. to read those three lines, unpack them for us with her experience, strength, and hope before we open up to the remainder of the fellowship to share. Well, good morning, Janice.
Well, good morning to you, Melanie. Yeah, my name is Janice P.M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Medford, Massachusetts. Thus we grow, and so can you, though you may be. But one man, let me just see, I got the wrong page. Thus you grow. Though you may be but one man in this book in your hand, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. I was thinking today, three little sentences, three little words, you know, God loves us. How did this all start? There's even the promise is here, if you can see it. All you will need is a promise. All you will need to begin. This is all you need is this book. With my experience, I remember in 1982, my brother, who was a chronic alcoholic, he had this book in his hand. And he said, Janice, he said, all you need, all the answers are in this book. And, of course, being an addict, being a compulsive overeater, I said, oh, good, I'll just fix everybody in my life. This has got the answer, then it'll fix my food, it'll fix my family, you know, because I like to fix and manage. Well, of course, we know that, you know, first I had to have a power greater than myself to manage my food, manage that obsession. But it says, thus we grow. And, you know, this Fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous, we grew and we are still growing in two parts. One, in the fellowship, and two, in my personal life through these 12 steps. The fellowship, remember in the forewords, it grew and grew and grew. Why did we grow as we're growing today? As we notice on A Vision for You, how we've grown in this particular group from maybe 30 in the beginning to over, it was just mentioned, 200, 250 at the 10 o'clock meeting, 500 in the morning meeting, and how many members we have. Unbelievable. What's the attraction? It's this book. It's all we need to be personally recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind. And the fellowship, how did that begin? Did it begin with Bob? Did it begin with Bill? No, it began with my higher power, a God of my understanding. It had to be. He's the only one that does the increase. My disease does the decrease. So, yeah, and it's all you need, all I need, because I believe this because of my experience. And in their experience, they believed it also because they saw from two people, one person. Of course, they were the co-founders. We have to remember that there was a founder. And this is why it's so amazing, because there's a higher power behind this whole book. The more we read it, the more we study it, the more we can see the wisdom of a higher power. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Janice PM. The lines are now open for additional comments on that last paragraph at the bottom of 162 in your big book, Thus We Grow. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, then we can put your name down. But although we do, you know, certainly value your experience, strength, and hope, if you shared on Friday or Monday, we'd like to ask that you step back and let others share today, please. Thank you so much. With that consideration, I'll take your first name, first initial of your last name.
Freya H.
Freya H.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Sherry KB.
Sherry KB.
Madeline R.
Madeline R.
Mary M.
Mary M.
Carol K.
Carol K. Let's go with that six, okay? So I have Freya H., Kathleen O., Sherry KB, Madeline R., Mary M., and Carol K. Anybody else, if you would please press star 1 on your phone keypad. If you're not Freya H., that would be helpful for us. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning, Melanie. My name is Freya H. I am a compulsive eater and bulimic in Colorado. That was such an orderly lineup. And I was really inspired hearing this little paragraph. And what it brings up, you know, it says, we believe and hope it contains all you will need to begin. And when I first came into program, I couldn't really wrap my brain around, you know, how was I going to work this program? I didn't think, you know, it felt like I needed a lot of things that I didn't have. I was a, you know, 19 years old, I was in college, I was eating in a college dormitory, and I was told that I need to, you know, like plan and weigh and measure my food. And I was like, well, I can't even do that. You know, I didn't have a car, I couldn't drive to meetings. And so in my limited perspective, I didn't see how I could work, you know, all the externals of this program. And what struck me this morning hearing this paragraph was, you know, this idea that God is everything or God is nothing. So if I believe, you know, if I see that this program is working for some people, and if I believe that God is going to, you know, going to make it work for me, then I have to trust that God's going to provide all I need. You know, God's going to work it out in ways that I would never conceive of. So, and I've had that experience so many times where I look at the, you know, I look at the nuts and bolts and I'm like, nope, it's not going to work. Nope, not going to have enough time. No, can't do this. And then God steps in and somehow makes it work. You know, it might be an unexpected cancellation or an unexpected opening up of time or an unexpected something, but that's how God works. My job is not to determine whether it's going to work for me or not. My job is just to do the footwork. So, you know, really that idea that do I believe, you know, this for me, this is step two, is like, do I believe that God's going to give me everything I need to work this program? You know, like, no matter what my circumstances, do I believe that if all I have is this book and a willingness to try, that God's going to step in with amazing things? And, you know, so far God has, and it's never what I expected. You know, God steps in with challenges, and that actually proved to be amazing blessings. And God steps in with people who challenge me, and they turn out to be my greatest teachers. So who am I to say what I need? All I need is just to trust the higher power is going to give me exactly what I need, and that the purpose of this book is to get me connected to that higher power. So anyway, thanks for letting me share. I will pass.
Thank you so much, Freya H. Kathleen O., you're up next, and then Sherry K.B.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. This is Kathleen O. in Northern California. Thus we grow, and so can you. My experience is we grow in fellowship when we carry a message of depth and weight. And this message, you know, it has very clear cut directions, all defined and explained in this book. So with this book and fellowship, we learn how to find a power greater than ourselves that will remove the problem of never being able to stop eating once we start, to no longer fight anyone or anything, including food. I mean, this was nothing short of a miracle for me. When I first came into the rooms, I was told to read 2 pages of this book, no more, no less. And so I did that. I did it for many years. But honestly, it wasn't working because I didn't hear the message at all. You know, the fellowship was amazing. And because of that and working the tools, I was able to be abstinent. I was able to lose my weight for once in my life and keep it off. But I was still crazy in the head. So, you know, maybe it was my particular personality or me, but I wasn't hearing the message of depth and weight. And and I was starting to get that stinking thinking after, you know, about 7 years of doing what I was doing. So my sponsor told me about Vision. And when I called into my first meeting, which was shortly after Vision started, I knew I was home. I mean, day after day, I heard exactly what I needed to hear. And I still do. You know, God and fellowship is what we're offered. And it's a God of your conception. Willingness to recover on a spiritual basis and be a service. You know, my problems are of my own making. And if you look up Self-Will Run Riot, you'll find a picture of me. But once I surrendered and let my higher power be the director of my life, I was able to find freedom and stop living in fear and no more crazy thinking in my head, you know. It took willingness to follow these steps with the help of others who so freely passed this message on to me. So, you know, thus we grow spiritually, emotionally, and I find that the more I'm giving unconditionally and from the heart, the more I'm receiving. And that's just kind of, it's just how it works. And it really, truly is amazing. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Sherry KB, your 3 minutes for now, and then Madeline R. will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And thanks for your service, Melanie, and Team Tuesday. Welcome, everybody, on the line. I'm just going to jump right in here, too. Thus we grow, and so can you. I love that because somebody went ahead of me and showed me and shined the light on these steps and got me into this book, and it changed everything. And I have to tell you my history around this book. It's always been around me. It was around me the day I walked in the doors in 1988. But I didn't want anything to do with it, you know, because my disease was, you know, I was just there to lose the weight, and that's all I wanted. So I stayed in my disease, even though I lost the weight, I stayed in my disease, and then I went up and down and whatever, got into other 12-step food programs, and, you know, I had to read the big book. And, yeah, I read it, but, you know, I read it because I was told that's what I had to do, but I never really paid attention to it, and I, too, had to read, like, 2 pages every night. And, you know, it didn't work for me. And it didn't work for me until somebody who had depth and weight for this book took me through, and it was a whole new experience. And it amazed me, the changes and the things that I saw in this book when somebody took me through. And, you know, I found a greater relationship with a power greater than myself through doing this work. And, you know, when it says, thus you can grow and so can you, I keep growing. Every time I take somebody through, I keep learning more and more. It gets deeper and deeper every time I learn and read and work with someone else. And that I know that, and, you know, there can be total chaos going on in my house, and the minute somebody calls and I'm reading with them, it's like, it's unbelievable. And it restores me to sanity. And, you know, I can still get crazy at times, but I don't stay crazy as long. I have this book. I have the 12 steps. I have my higher power. I have a spiritual toolkit laid at my feet, and I want to pass it on to you. And don't be afraid to pass it on. It is amazing work. And if you don't pass it on, I don't know what might happen. I know that that I need to continually to be in this book one day at a time. And, yeah, I've done all other kind of books and everything, but who would have thought this person back in 1988 who didn't want anything to do with this book just sings its praises now. And that's what it talks about. You may came to scoff, but you stay to you remain to pray. And I do sing its praises because I continue to grow, and so can you. And it's amazing what I've learned in this book. I continue to learn and grow in this book, and it never gets old. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sherry KB. Madeline R., your turn now. And
hi.
Then Mary M. will follow you, Madeline. Hi, Mary and Madeline.
Thank you. Sorry so much to interrupt. This is Madeline R., recovered here in Pennsylvania, just setting my timer. Thank you so much for your service this morning and also for everyone who shared. And I just am tickled pink when our lead share, opening share, came out today and said, and so can you. You know, I just love that. Thus we grow, and so can you. I mean, that is just so warm and inviting, and that's exactly what I felt when I heard it. And I also wanted to comment on the fact that even if I'm just one person with this book, it has everything that I need to recover. And I also want to say how grateful I am that I don't have to just be one man with this book, because there are armies of us out there. And I was in another group. For many years, I started out in OA, and then I went into like a very specific group still in the 12-step fellowship surrounding my food. And I had to make some changes due to an illness with the food that I was eating at the time and couldn't stay there, you know. And so my first day I got on a meeting at that evening, you know, when the decision came that I had to leave there. And I thought, you better get to an OA meeting. There was nothing going on in my area, so I got online and found a meeting, and someone called me back immediately and said, you need to go to this OA meeting in the morning at 7 or 10 o'clock, and it's called Vision for You, and this OA meeting goes to the big book. And I thought, I'm home, you know? And so there are armies of us out here that do it, and if we didn't believe it, we could have just been at the convention, because in Newark, we could have danced all night, put it that way, sat up and talked in that lobby if we wanted to. And gotten up really early and had people around us doing it. So we have the book and we have an army around us. And I wanted to leave it with this, that we believe, so they believe that everything here that we need to recover is in the book. And then they use that wonderful word that I just love, hope. We believe and hope. So they have hope and we have hope. And I just love that. And I also like that it says it contains all you will need to begin. And I needed the beginning place. I didn't know where to begin. And why did I come originally was for the food plan, for, you know, way back in the old days, to be healthy around my food, to be a normal weight. That's why I came. And then when finally was here and was introduced by all of you that have gone before me, the first 100 even, talking about the spiritual experience, the spiritual awakening, which would mean I would change in my thoughts, in my feelings, in my behaviors. So yeah, we have everything we need here to begin, and then we live then in steps 10, 11, and 12. So I'm just so grateful for that little tiny paragraph, and I'm so grateful to have a sponsee, a new sponsee, and we're just going to be starting Bill's story tomorrow, and then a couple of days she'll be able to keep reading through with all of us as we go through on the meeting. So thank you so much, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Madeline R. Mary M. is up next, and then we'll come Carol K. So in 6 minutes, though, I wanted to let you all know that we'll open it up for additional comments on paragraph 2, page 162 in the big book, and it starts with, thus we grow. And although we do admire and treasure your experience, strength, and hope, if you did share within the last couple of days, we'd ask that you step back and let somebody else share today. We have a lot of folks on the line that might have an opportunity there for. So right now is Mary M. and then Carol K. Good morning,
thanks.
Mary.
Hi there. Good morning. Hi, everybody. Mary M., compulsive overeater. I've had a tough couple of days, and the reason I'm saying it is because I wanted to relate it to this, what we've read. I'm going to be honest about something, because I have to be honest. I actually went on a kind of a crisis hotline yesterday morning. And the reason I'm saying it is because I've never in my life done that. But it came up because of, you know, the word trust, and my sponsor had mentioned, you know, the day before about writing down names of people I can trust that I can reach out to. And just that, those sentence of trust, put me in touch with tailspin the next morning. I woke up in such panic and fear. And the reason I'm sharing it is because I don't trust. I didn't have anybody before program. First one was Al-Anon. That was the only place I could ever learn to trust many, many years ago. So I'm only saying it because it says, you know, we hope it contains all you need to begin. And I suppose, you know, higher power is bigger than me. Higher power is greater than me. I'm, you know, infinite as opposed to finite, and I want to be able to trust. And you know, maybe this is a place to start. So thanks for letting me share. It's a huge problem for me. I don't know what to do. Maybe I need to bring it back to higher power again, and constantly bring it to higher power, because that's the only power I have, actually. In fact, maybe that's the only power I need. You know. Even if my head thinks I need 100 other things, I honestly don't know. So thanks for letting me share. And I just run onto the line of the next paragraph. It says, I'm jittery and alone. You know, I'm nervous and I'm alone and I'm afraid. So that's it. So thanks for letting me share. And I truly want to be able to recover. And I pray that I will. And maybe, I'm afraid maybe myself will get in the way as well. So thanks for letting me share. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary M. So this is what's coming up after Carol K's 3-minute share, an opening for the rest of the folks that are interested in commenting on paragraph three, on page 162, starts with us to grow. We'll open up the lines for that. In the meantime, let's listen to hear what Carol has to say. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody on the line. My name is Carol K. I'm in New Jersey, recovered compulsive overeater. Great sentence. Great paragraph. Thus we grow, and so can you. With this book in our hand, the information in this book is unbelievable. I'm so grateful that I and thus we grow. And how did I grow? I can only share how I grew, because I don't know anybody else or how they did it. How I grew was I got myself a sponsor. I went through this big book. And I had many sponsors, because some of them I was cursing at. I didn't want to follow this in the very beginning. But at the end of the day, when I found this strong meeting, this was before I came into this strong meeting, a vision away meeting, I got myself a sponsor. And I didn't like what she said I had to do. I had to put the food down. I didn't like it, but I was desperate. I was on the floor. So thus we grow, and so can you. And I'm just another sardine in a can. So if I can grow, anybody can. How did I grow? By grabbing this book listening to my sponsor. She took me through the steps. And when I got recovered, did I have this wonderful relationship with God? Yes, it was a great feeling. I happened to have a spiritual experience. Great feeling. But that was 5 years ago. Today, as the time goes by, and again, this is my own experience, my relationship with God is growing, and it grows. Just like my relationship with my husband, my adult kids, friends, anybody. It's working the same way for me. The only time I'm going to stop growing is when I stop breathing. And so if I can, it can happen for anyone. And it's because of the information that's in this book that saved my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Carol. Okay, the lines are now open for additional comments. Paragraph 3, what is this? I keep looking and not counting. 1, 2, 3, yes. Paragraph 3, thus we grow, and into the top of page 163. If you haven't shared in the last couple of days, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Give me your first name, the first time I share your last name.
Darlette.
Liz S.
Kathleen P.
Darlette, I heard, I think. Is that here, Darlette P?
Yeah. Darlette.
Did I hear Darian?
Kathy V.
Darian K.
Darian K. Devorah
L.
Did I hear from Kathy Z? Gotcha, yeah. Kathy Z. Anybody else?
Nothing.
Well, let's not burn those seconds. Let's get going with who's going to share here.
Carol N.
Carol N. Charlotte P, Darian K, Devorah S, Kathy Z, and Karen N. I'm sorry, Carol N. Oh, yeah, there we go. I got it. Okay, Darlette P, you're ready, aren't you?
Yes. This is Darlette P. I'm recovering in Illinois, and I'm grateful for this book and for this program. And thank you for everyone for your service today. I have found that the hope that the program brings, the book, and the meetings face-to-face are what is getting me through my recovery. I have been years in program, and I know now that it's the hope that I hung on to. It's the program that I hung on to, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. And this program came to me slowly, but it came. So that hope is there. And it just is such a good feeling to know that sometimes when we see faces around the table and hear sharing right away, sometimes you may not like someone, but you know those people give us wisdom also. And when we get that wisdom and acknowledge it, that's when we are able to make that change. And so grateful to all the people that have crossed my path. I can honestly say that, did I like them all? No, but did I gain from them? Each and every one. So today, I try and look for, you know, that mirrored reflection person, the one that you see that you don't like, that's the person you're going to learn the most from. Because there's something in that person that is in you that you need to deal with. So I just am so grateful for the book and my sponsors that took me through it. And I just cannot say enough in all my years that I finally got this program, and I am so grateful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darlette P. Oops, I jumped you. Darian K., you're next, and then Devorah S.
Hi there, Melanie. It's Darian K. I'm in the Berkshire of Massachusetts. Oh, so grateful to be on the line, as always. What a short little paragraph, right? The minimum sentences, three sentences for a paragraph. And it says so, so much. And the word we keeps jumping out at me. It's in there twice, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it just, I really love the way this book is written. It's just so all-inclusive. We just feel, I feel such a part of because of the way it's written. And that it's not like directing me. It's just saying, you know, what the experience was and how it can work for all of us. So it's just comforting to read it that way. And the hope that you can have, you know, just by with working with one person, just one single person. And that's really how it all started, right? It was just a good snowball effect to build, you know, a mountain of recovery. And, you know, I'm so grateful. And that's really how it works for me when I, you know, take on a sponsee and I start to work with them, you know, and I see the changes that you know, happen right in front of my eyes. Or, you know, when I go to face-to-face meetings, I see the recovery and the miracles that are happening again in front of my eyes. It's just, it just gives me hope that you know, I, as one person, can be the power of change. And that today in this world is huge. So, you know, we can make a difference in a good way for people. And I feel so blessed to have this program in my life. You know, it's been a long road. And, you know, I say this all the time. I feel like I need it now than I did almost 34 years ago. It's just, it's really beautiful. And I appreciate all of you being out there, you know, listening and participating and always being there for me. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you, dear Ann K. Devorah S., your turn. And then, let's see, Kathy Z. will come in after you.
Hey, good morning, everyone. And Melanie, thank you so much for your service. I'm always amazed how you hear everybody's names. God bless you. And everyone on this line, my name is Devorah S., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey. And like everyone else, I also get a lot of hope and strength from hearing, and so can you. Because honestly, when I came into this program, you know, I was 150 pounds heavier than I am today. And, you know, I was out of ideas. But when this cute little girl got up and said that she lost 180 pounds in program and you could do it too, 180 pounds, she was a little nothing and she was wearing tight jeans. And I was like, that's what kept coming. I kept going back to that meeting just to see you, just to see her, because it gave me such hope that if she could do it, I can too. And, you know, I don't see her anymore, this girl. I know she's there and she's maintaining and she's doing great, but I don't see her at meetings anymore. But I keep coming back because, you know, I can't stop there. It's only the beginning. It says it contains all you need to begin. This is just the beginning, you know, putting down the food and getting abstinent and declaring our powerlessness. That's the beginning, and I have to go. I'm here for the long stretch, you know. You know, thank God, you know, each day I have a program that tells me how to live, you know, and I have to share. Today's my father's anniversary when he passed away. He's 40 years ago my father died. I can't believe it. I was a young girl. I was 20 years old when he passed away. And, you know, going back, looking back, I realized, like, you know, now that I have a program and everything, I see, like, my father instilled in us the values that we get in this program. And he was not in any kind of 12-step program. He didn't know from 12-step programs. But he knew about, you know, selflessness. He knew about giving. I remember walking into the hospital room one day, and he's out of the bed. I said, Daddy, what are you doing? He says, well, the neighbor next to him is calling the nurse, and no one's coming, and he's cold, so I gave him the blanket from my bed to give to him. So sick as he was, he felt he needed to go help the patient in the bed next to him. That's selflessness. And there's many stories about him. Like, he was a simple man, but he just knew how to give of himself and being respectful and kind to people. He had a motto, let's be nice. Let's be nice. You know, that's a program thing. Let's be nice to one another, you know. So really grateful that here I am. I grew up in a home like that. I didn't understand. I didn't know that he was giving me these values. But today, going, you know, as I grow in this program, I see this was inculcated into me as a child, and now I have such a deep appreciation for that from my parents, and you know, very grateful to be able to work this each day and because this is the life that I need to have and in order to live and to grow. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you, Devorah S. Kathy Z., your turn's now. Carol will follow you.
Thank you so much for letting me share. This is Kathy Z. from Duval, Washington. I am a recovering compulsive overeater. And so thus we grow with this miracle of a book in our hands. I'm still just a pup growing here in a couple months of recovery and abstinence. And but, it, you know, it's fantastic because it's more than just a book that started this miracle. It's a book, but it's kind of a trinity here. It's higher power, it's the message in the book, and it's fellowship. And so it's all three of those things that are equipped to help us out of our disease. And I've always been a person of action, and that's not always positive because my action was actually harming myself by shoving food into my mouth all the time and other substances. And so what I love about this book that I can carry and grow in is that it's like a toolkit, and it helps me grow. It tells me what to do every day. It guides me. It gives me hope. It shows me that I'm not the only person who deals with the sickness in my head. And I'm so grateful for this book. I'm 54 years old. I can't believe it's taken all this time to find it. But in God's timing, it was the right time to find it. And so I thank you so much for letting me share. Blessings to everyone. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Kathy Z. Carol, you're up next, and then we might have time for one more person to share, but it's your 3 minutes now, Carol.
Thank you so much. I just can't tell you how grateful I am for this program. 2 years ago, someone from Visions came and spoke at our little intergroup retreat, gave us a little card. I saw the address, I called, and I kept listening for and heard all the recovery that I hadn't heard in my local meetings. And it just gave me such hope. And then eventually our little intergroup started a big book study meeting. And I just became more involved in that. And now I am part of Visions and just being recovered. I'm just so grateful being able to pass on the message. And little by little, our little intergroup is growing in Visions. And I just appreciate everything everyone is doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Carol Ann. Appreciate that. Is there at least one more person that would like to comment on paragraph 3, page 162 in the big book? You can take your
Robin
name down.
B.
First name. Robin B. Robin
B.
Yeah, let's try you and then see what happens next. You may be able to eke out one more, but let's see. It's your 3 minutes now, though.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Mel. God bless you. Thank you. God bless everybody in your recovery. This is Robin P. I'm a grateful, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vero Beach, Florida. And, you know, I thought I was the one person, and so can you. I thought it was the one person who it just wasn't going to work for. And I just thought, what if I'm the one person this doesn't work for? And that's just the self-centered fear, the disease. And it works, you know, if you work it in. Just carrying the message is such a blessing. And my favorite times of the day are talking with my sponsees. It's just the way it is. I'm so grateful to be able to share what's been so freely given to me and to be able to pass it down just the way it was given. And I'm really grateful to be here. I'm so grateful to hear all your voices. It's very comforting and very connecting. I pray that everyone has a very blessed, abstinent day, and I pass.
Thank you, Robin P. Let's go up one more, see what time allows for us then next.
Sherry Jo C.
Hey, Sherry Jo, it's yours.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm Sherry Josie, recovered in Southern California, and thank you everyone so much for the meeting this morning. It seems like these little paragraphs, you know, they're like, it's a big paragraph in a little package. But I love how it talks about, yeah, thus we grow. And it reminds me of one of the big parts of the big book that I love the very most, where it says that once we commence to outgrow fear. And I just love that, because what it says to me is I don't have to try to control my eating compulsion. I don't have to try to, you know, overcome it. I can work these steps. I can get the spiritual solution, and I'm going to naturally outgrow the things that I used to do and used to have no control over, and I found that to be true. I've outgrown time and time again things that, you know, I thought I could never, ever, quote-unquote, get over. You know, and it talks about, you know, in the big book, too, the only ones who can't recover. Well, I was worried, too. I was one. Maybe mine was, my situation was so bad. I mean, I've done it all, eaten out of the garbage, you know, thrown food out of the car window, driven back around to get it again. I mean, sick stuff. And then I read in the big book, you know, the only people that aren't going to recover are those who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. And as I started working the program and working with my sponsor, I realized I had the capacity to be honest. I had the ability to call her back and say, you know what, I wasn't honest with you about this. This is what I really did. And as I saw that honesty in myself, my hope began to grow. And it began to grow when I read the stories. You know, it says, though you be but one man. I mean, we're not alone unless we want to be. There is a whole army of us out there. You know, we're a phone call away and an email away, a text away. And I realized I don't want to be alone anymore. You know, I want to be part of this. And I want to contribute, and I want to be there for the person who's just beginning. You know, it is all we need to begin, and it's all we need to begin again. And I found in my program after 30 years, I mean, I was starting to die a few years ago. I mean, my program was like dead on the limb. I was abstinent, sure, but my spiritual program was in the toilet. And I woke up every morning feeling dread and sickness. I had 3 stepkids without a mother who were suddenly my responsibility. I had no idea how I was going to cope every day. I found vision. I was handed that little card like it was mentioned by somebody else. I called the number, and it was like, oh, my God, I'm home again. You know, so there's so much here for all of us to begin every day. And I'm so grateful to be recovered a day at a time by the grace of God in this program and all of your help. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you, Sherry Jo C. We have time for one 2-minute share. Who would like that?
Hi, this is Sharon. Can you hear me?
I can, Sharon. Good morning. What's the first initial of your last name?
S. And I'm a compulsive overeater from Southern California. And I just want to say how grateful I am for this phone meeting. And I am just loving hearing all the shares. These few words that we read, it is amazing that how powerful the big book is, and sometimes just the smallest amount of text carries the biggest punch. And I have not been feeling very optimistic lately. I've not been working my program the way I want. I've been disappearing from my sponsor because I don't like what she has to say, and I know that what she has to say is what I need to hear. I need to take my spiritual medicine if I am going to grow. I like the flexibility. I like knowing that I can fall on my face and I can get up the next day and start over. I like knowing that I am not judged by the people in this program. I know that OA is always here for me, and I need to open my eyes and take the blessings. And I'm just very grateful right now for the fellowship and for being able to feel like my mindset has shifted dramatically in the last 40 minutes by being on this call and listening to everybody share. So I thank you so much for that and wish you all a blessed day.
Thank you. I just wanted to be sure, Sharon, is the first initial S like Sam?
That is correct.
Oh, good. Thanks so much. Glad that you're here. Glad that you shared. We're going to take this as wrapping up this portion of the recorded part of our meeting this morning. This is what's up next for us. If you haven't been around these rooms before, we're going to close out this meeting in a nice, neat package, stop the recording, but we're going to continue for an additional 10 minutes, so you don't want to leave. There's good stuff yet to come. So hold on and wait for that. But in the meantime, I'd like to ask Kara L. to please read from page 164 in our big book. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. And then we'll join together with saying the Serenity Prayer after that.
Good morning.
Star one.
Good morning. This is Kara L., recovery compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and listen to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.